Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. To continue in English, press 1. Para continuar en español, if you are an applicant or authorized representative, please press 1. If you are a provider or are calling from an agency or nursing facility on behalf of an applicant or applicants, press 2. If you are called out the light, if you need to send application information to us, you can fax it to 1-888-349-0264 or email. Please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. My name is Taisha. May I have your first and last name?
Hi, my name is Abigail. I'm calling from Family First Care, the home care agency.
All right.
Okay, I wanted to know, yeah, sorry.
Uh-huh.
I'm calling about
an application. First and last name?
Yeah, it's Kim Hopkins.
Is that Kim is the first name and Hopkins?
Yes.
All right, and I just need to obtain some personal information. May I have the applicant's date of birth?
It's 3/3/66.
All right, and please note that we will not discuss an applicant's application without their written or verbal permission. And how can I assist you today?
So I actually wanted to know, this patient already had an assessment with their service coordinator, which should mean that they have a waiver from the county, and we don't see a waiver here yet. Is there any way you can look that up for us to see if there's an issue with that, or if we can still move forward?
What is the, can you, the last name is H-O-P-K-I-N-S?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm not coming up with the account. Let me check the state system. And 3/3/56? 66. Okay, let me see. Maybe that's why. I'm just going to check the state system. It's not coming up. And it's the first name that you said, Tim. It's T-I-M. Is that the full first name?
Sorry?
I said Tim. You said the first name is Tim. T-I-M. Is that the full first name?
Kim.
Kim? Okay. Yeah, that's why I was asking. I couldn't understand. Okay, so Kim.
No problem.
Could you just verify the address?
Yeah, just a second, please. Sorry.
Oh, no, you're fine.
It's 5416 Lansdowne Avenue.
And the city and zip code?
Philadelphia 19131.
Is the applicant available? You were calling from Family First Home Care?
Family First Care.
Okay.
It's a home care agency, but not Family First Home Care. That's
okay,
a different
Family
agency.
Family First Care. So is that, because I don't see your name listed as an authorized representative to discuss the case. So that's why I was asking, is the applicant available? Or
right, the applicant, she gets very frustrated on the phone. I can try calling somebody else, maybe, that's an authorized representative. I'm not sure if she'll pick up, but I can try.
Yeah, you can try. Otherwise, yeah, we would need something to, you know, because I wouldn't be able to discuss her case information.
Okay, so just hold a minute, please.
If you don't mind.
Thank you.
No, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Hi, okay. The caregiver didn't pick up. There's not any information you can give us, give me, without anyone on the phone?
Yes, because due to HIPAA, I would not be able to discuss the account information. If they like, because it's either like you would have to be listed, or you would have to be from like the managed care organization, but I can't like release the information to a home agency without you being listed on the account. So did you ever ask them to list you down on their account, or they just started services or trying to start services?
I did not do that. That would be a good idea, but right, this patient, like I said, it's not even, I don't usually speak with the patient. I speak with someone who takes care of her.
Yeah, because there are two people listed on here, so it can be one of the authorized representatives. Crindle is one of them, and there's another. I just can't. If you can say the name, I can verify.
Kiara? Kiara?
No, that's not the other name.
Okay. I'll try calling her. I'll try calling Crindle. She might get upset, but I guess this is the only way to move forward.
I would just need her permission to discuss the account.
Okay.
So, like, I mean, is there a reason, like, why they wouldn't want to discuss the account or information?
And she thinks that they should be fine without the waiver, but if she wants to come with our agency, she won't be. So I'll try calling her.
All right.
Okay. Just a second. Thank you. Okay, fine. She didn't pick up, so I'll have to try again with her.
All right. Well, whenever you're able to call back with one of the authorized representatives or the applicant, you can call back, and then maybe it will just ask to add to be added to the case if you're going to assist them.
Right. Okay, fine. Thank you.
Yes, so you'll be able to call. You're welcome, and thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. Have a
thank
wonderful
you.
Day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.